Here it comes, everybody, the splash hit Land of the Lost, with the most astounding prize contest ever offered in radio. Win the first prize and you can buy practically anything you want, for the first prize is a barrel of money. And there are 300 more prizes, too, so everybody has a chance. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
A kingdom like the Land of the Lost, that enchanted realm my brother Billy and I discovered at the bottom of the sea, where all the things that disappear from Earth find their way. It was a friendly fish who first took Billy and me adventuring in the Land of the Lost, the wisest of all the denizens of the deep, Red Lantern. The three of us were paddling along there together one day, and Billy began to laugh.
Boy, look what's coming down the street in a blue coat and a yellow shirt.
And a pink and green necktie.
Naturally, Tadpole. He's a rainbow trout.
What's his name, Red Lantern?
Percy Prout.
Hi there, Red Lantern.
Hello, Percy. Come meet my Earth friends, Isabel and Billy.
Delighted.
How do you like it down here, Percy?
Oh, it sure beats that backwater I just moved out of up at Lazy Brook.
They tell me you've been making the spray fly since you got here, Percy.
Well, I've been getting around. But I guess the Fin Fun Club is going to be my study hangout from now on.
The Fin Fun Club?
Sure. Mervyn Marlin's hotspot down the street. It's got everything. Snazzy seafood, live jive, and the keenest little canary that ever warbled.
Percy means a feminine singer.
Yep. Our beautiful pool, her name is. And does she know her scales? Hubba, 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 hubba. I'm on my way right now to ask her to marry me.
Jiminy, you're a fast worker, Percy.
Say, why don't you folks come along now and meet the girlfriend?
Oh, we'd like to, Mr. Prout, but... Well, you don't want an audience around when you're...
Sure, sure. You see, our viewers being a singer, I thought it would be a neat gesture to pop the question with music. Come on!
Well, here we are. Here's the entrance to the Fin Fun Club.
Oh, wait a minute, Red Lantern. Look at the big colored picture outside. Four pretty little fish girls in spangles.
And it says underneath, latest sensation, Marlin's darlings, a quartet of pint-sized beauties with gallons of glamour.
Which is our beautest, Mr. Prout?
Our beautest? Why, the cutest, of course. The last one on the right. But come on in. It's too early for customers, but there's probably a rehearsal going on. The girls dance, too, you know.
So I see. graceful little foursome, aren't they?
Let's have it once more now. Just the last part.
That's Mervyn Marlin, as the proprietor.
Goldie, you act like you've swallowed a sinker. Let me see you float. That's the stuff. Now you're bubbling. Okay, break it up.
Hello, our beauty.
Well, well, if it ain't Percy Prout the Rainbow Trout back again.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know this joint ain't open for business yet, Prout?
Oh, keep your rudder on, Mervyn. I just want a word with our beauty here.
We didn't mean to intrude, Mr. Marlin.
Oh, Red Lantern, that's all right. It's just that young Finn fella's been hanging around here too much lately,
here
and I...
Here she is, folks. Miss our beauteous old pool.
How do you do? Billy, she is darling looking. And you can just see she adores Percy.
Listen, honey. I want to get your opinion on a little song I wrote.
Oh, but not now, Percy.
Our Eunice ain't interested, Frau.
Well, she will be when she hears it. I'm willing to bet this is going to be one song she'll never forget. Music, please.
Let me put a ring on your fin, Arbutus. Tell me by my side you will swim, Arbutus. Every time I glance at your little freckled snout, it seems I cannot stand it till you're Mrs. Speckled Trout.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
I have traveled far through the sea, Arbutus, and I know that you are for me, Arbutus. We will live a life divine if you will promise to be mine. Arbutus, won't you marry me? And I'm not fooling. Arbutus, won't you marry me?
Well, of all the...
Didn't I tell you she'd be bowled over? Well, how about it, good-looking? Catfish got your tongue?
Oh, Percy, you...
Come on. All you have to say is yes.
But I can't.
What?
I can't say yes. You haven't given me time to...
Oh, now don't hand me that line, Arbutus. You knew I was head over scales in love with you.
Well,
And you certainly haven't been turning the chill on yourself.
Ah, pipe down, Prout. Huh? What do you want the girls to do, drive the customers away?
Oh, so it was all an act, was it? I was just another sucker from up the river. Good for a laugh for you and your friends.
Oh, no, Percy, you don't understand.
I understand, all right. Just a little late catching on.
Oh, wait, come back, Percy.
Come back? Not me. Not till they change the name of this joint to what it ought to be. The Flim Flam Club.
Gosh.
Oh, Arbutus. How could you give the brush off to that lovely fella?
And him so handsome.
Why, he's like Errol Finn in Technicolor.
Leave her alone, you little guinea gills. If she don't go for the guy, that's her business.
Oh, but I do. I do love him.
Huh?
You love Percy? Then why in the name of Neptune did you turn him down, Arbutus?
I only meant I couldn't marry him now, Red Lantern.
Oh?
But I never got a chance to explain after what Mr. Marlin said.
Well, how did I know you were that way about him, sister?
Oh, never mind. It's too late now.
Then come along, girls. Only half an hour to showtime.
Wait a moment, Arbutus. It's never too late. What did you want to explain to Percy?
Only that he'd have to give me a little time. You see, I'd promised to marry someone else.
Uh-oh.
But not because I wanted to, Red Lantern. It was on account of Mother.
Your mother?
Yes. You see, we lost nearly all our money in a big washout 2 years ago.
So that's why you're working here.
Well, it was the only job I could get. And the salary isn't bad, but... It's not enough for Mother's doctor bills and all the little comforts she's used to having.
So she's had her eye out for a well-to-do son-in-law, eh?
Why, how did you know, Red Lantern? For nearly a year now, she's been begging and begging me to marry Milo Toadfish.
Milo Toadfish?
Uh-huh.
That pompous, puffed-up, I beg your pardon.
Oh, he's dreadful. So fat and old and ugly. But he is rich.
Oh, Arbutus, you... You said you would.
I gave him my promise a month ago. I never knew then that I'd meet someone like Percy. That I'd fall in love.
Yeah, but when you did...
It's all happened so suddenly, Billy. I wasn't even sure that Percy was serious until today.
But
I wouldn't have been honest to tell him I was free before I broke off with Milo. And now he's gone. And I'll never see him again.
Fins up, Arbutus. We'll straighten out this kettle of fish in no time.
But how, Red Lantern?
These polywogs and I will get hold of Percy. Give him the whole story.
Oh, you will?
Meanwhile, you go home and explain things to your mother and Toadfish. Tell them the engagement is off and why. That's all there is to it.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. But I can't be here for another hour, not till our next show is over.
All the better. It'll give us a chance to put friend Percy on an even keel again. Now, before we go, tell us where you live, Arbutus.
In a little thatched cottage on Seaweed Circle, with a green gate.
Finn and Dandy, we'll meet you there at 5 bells, and look your prettiest. Because, unless I'm very much mistaken, we'll have Percy Prout in tow.
Lantern.
Yep. And there's the cottage with the thatched roof and the green gate.
Sure. Everything's working out swell. Except we haven't got Percy.
Drench me if I know what became of him. You wouldn't think such a colorful fellow could fade out so fast. Open the gate, Billy.
Oh, look. There's someone peering out the upstairs window. What a cross old fish lady.
I'll say.
Shh. Not so loud, Tadpole. That's probably our beautiful mother.
I'll ring the bell.
Mommy! Oh, Red Lantern, I'm so glad you... Oh, where's Percy?
I'm sorry to say we haven't been able to locate him yet, Arbutus.
You see, we forgot to ask you where he lives. Oh, I don't even know myself.
Huh?
He never told me. But come in.
Did you, break the news to Mother, Arbutus?
Yes, and I feel so guilty.
Oh, really?
It brought up one of those dreadful choking spells she gets when something upsets her.
You poor child.
Oh, poor child indeed. When I'm the one who's hovering between life and death.
Oh, Mother.
I don't expect sympathy from you, Arbutus. But I did think a gentle fish like Red Lantern would understand a mother's feelings.
Well, I've never been a mother myself, Mrs. O'Poole.
Oh, what I've suffered. Well, where is he, Arbutus? Where is this fine suitor you've lost your head over? I thought your friends here were going to bring him.
Well, we've been trying to find Percy, Mrs. O'Poole, but...
Given you the slip, has he? Disappeared.
Oh, no.
The old, old story. Mark my word, you'll never hear from him again, Arbutus.
Oh, please, Mother.
Oh, I've seen it happen so often.
But, Mother, Percy isn't like that.
How do you know? Can anybody tell me what he does? Where he comes from?
Well, he told us he came from a place called Lazy Brook.
Lazy Brook, eh? Uh-huh. And what's he doing here besides gallivanting? Has he any prospects?
When we were inquiring for him, Mr. Sebastian Gilliwatt did say that Percy had asked him yesterday about a job with the Inter-Ocean Power Company.
Oh!
Please, Mrs. O'Poole.
I knew it. So he hasn't even got a job. And this is the creature my daughter would ruin her life for. Throw over an admirer like Mr. Toadfish.
But, my dear lady...
Why, he owns the Spiltmore Towers, Red Lantern. The biggest flotel underwater. He can give her everything.
Not everything, Mother.
No, Beauties. I can't bear much more. If you put your future in the hands of this worthless nobody, you'll be signing your poor mother's death warrant.
Oh, Mother, no. I've never meant to hurt you.
Oh, dear.
Besides, Percy doesn't know I love him, and it looks as if it's too late. Oh!
There's someone on the doorstep. A big, fat...
Oh, it must be Mr. Toadfish at last. I sent for him.
Greetings, Arbutus. And how's my little trailing vine today?
Very well, Milo. Do you know Red Lantern and Isabel and Billy?
How do you do? How do you do? And Mrs. O'Poole. Sorry to be late, dear madam, but I was delayed. A most unfortunate incident at the flotel.
Pray don't apologize, Mr. Toadfish. It's a great comfort to have you here, especially in time of trouble.
Oh, trouble?
I hardly know how to tell you. Arbutus. Arbutus wants to break her engagement to you.
Break our engagement?
She says she's fallen in love.
I'm sorry, Milo, but I couldn't help it.
May I ask with whom?
With a jobless out-of-town swim-by-night she's only known a week.
No, Mrs. O'Poole. Let us be calm.
Calm? You're not angry, Mr. Toadfish.
Well, let us say that I'm willing to make allowances. Arbutus is young, and young people are often deceived by these passing fancies.
But it's not a passing fancy.
Tut, 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 tut. I know the type of fellow who spends his time around places like the Finn Fun Club. All splash and no cash. Now, that's not what you want in a husband, Arbutus. Oh, dear me, no.
You'd better pick a chap like me instead. Good old Toadfish, middle of the road fish. Money in the bank and level in the head. Then you won't go begging for the butter on your bread.
Arbutus, listen to your mother.
Just think of all the things that you can buy. Me, oh my, oh, if you marry Milo. You can learn to love him if you try. His little wife is sure to be the apple of his eye.
How true, dear madam.
The apple of his eye.
Oh, what shall I do? You know I don't love you, Milo, and I don't care anything about your money for myself. But if it means so much to Mother...
Ah, shucks, Arbutus. You're not going to give up Percy for this puppy, old...
Percy! Percy, did you say?
Yeah, Percy Prout, the rainbow trout. He's a good egg if there ever was one.
You're mistaken, young man. Mr. Percy Prout is a bad egg. A very bad egg indeed.
What's that, Mr. Toadfish?
You know him?
Know him? Know him? Why, the fellow's been staying at my flotel for a week. He checked out this afternoon, and 5 minutes after he left, the police were looking for him.
Oh,
but what had he done? Why were they after him?
I didn't say, Red Lantern, but you can be sure it's something disgraceful.
I don't believe it. There's been a mistake.
Ah, the mistake was yours, Arbutus, for being taken in by that impudent, cocksure young crook.
Don't you Percy a crook.
Your Percy. After this?
Yes, my Percy. Whatever has happened, I know he's not to blame.
Oh.
And I mean to tell him so if I have to search for him the rest of my life.
Oh. And a girl, Arbutus, we'll go with you.
Stop! Stop! Arbutus, remember your pride.
What does pride matter when the poor fish I love is in trouble? Oh, hurry, Red Lantern. This time we've got to find him. Oh, dear. Everywhere we've looked for Percy, the police have been first.
So what? At least they haven't caught him yet.
But where can he be? It was only half an hour ago that he left Biltmore Tower.
Well, no use cruising along here any further.
Sorry, mister. I put my way to catch a current.
Boy, was that bass in a hurry.
Confound his... No. Tadpoles, we've been blind.
Huh?
What's the one place Percy would head for if he wanted to skip the kingdom? Why, the same place that bass was heading for. Right across the street. The Grand Oceanic Terminal. Come on.
Holy smoke, were we dopes. Hurry, Arbutus.
In we go.
Anyone in this crowd?
Let's
before they open the gate. It's over yonder.
And there's Percy.
Percy!
Arbutus!
Oh, Percy, I had to come. I couldn't let them arrest you without...
Arrest me? Arrest me, did you say?
Yes, the police are after you, but I know you're innocent. I'll never doubt you.
But Arbutus, I don't understand.
Arbutus has loved you from the start, Percy.
Only she couldn't say yes because she promised her mother to marry a rich old toadfish. But that's over now. Oh, Percy, I'd rather share your troubles than be the richest girl in the kingdom.
Oh, gee, gosh, golly. But I haven't any troubles now, if you mean what you say.
Not even if the police catch up with you?
They've already caught up with me, Red Lantern.
How's that?
But not because I'd committed a crime. It was the only way my lawyers could locate me.
Lawyers?
Sure, back in Lazybrook. They didn't have my address here, so they shellaphoned the police to get word to me in a hurry. Guess what, folks?
What?
My grandfather, Percy Prism, has just left me his entire business, the Spectrum Dye Works.
Great, Atlantic and Pacific.
So I'm catching the current home. Our beautiful baby, you got here just in time.
Oh, to say goodbye?
What do you mean, goodbye? You're coming with me. That is, if you're willing to be Mrs. Percy Prout.
Am I? Oh, darling.
Your words are music sweet to my ears, dear Percy. You can put away all your fears, dear Percy. Every time that you go a-dashing through the foam, why, all the girlies start to sigh, and all the fellows groan.
Oh, Hopper, Hopper!
I'm so thrilled that you've chosen me. Can't believe it. Out of all the fish in the sea, can't conceive it. We'll be happy, goodness mercy, when I am your Mrs. Percy. Yes, it's true, I'll marry you.
All aboard! All aboard for Lazybrook!
I hope you have pencil and paper handy to take down the address of where to send your entries for our marvelous contest.
And oh boy, are you listeners lucky to be in on this one, because you're going to have a chance to win the most unusual prizes ever offered in radio.
But this is important. This contest closes in just 2 weeks' time.
So get going fast. No matter how many entries you've already sent in, send more, because the first prize is a barrel of money, and everybody listening has a chance to win it.
And that barrel is full of nickels, dimes, quarters, and dollars.
Oh, I've seen it, and it holds more than $300.
Think what you could buy with all that money.
Well, that's why money prizes are so much more fun to win than anything else. You can buy whatever you want.
And the second prize is money, too. A great big roll of it. And there's a wonderful third prize, a stack of nickels 7 feet high. Our prizes get better and better.
Oh, they sure do. The fourth prize is terrific, too. Let me tell about that one, Isabel. It's my favorite.
All right, you go ahead.
You see, most contests have the best prize first, but our fourth prize is almost as good as our first. It's your own weight in pennies. And that means if you weigh 110 pounds, you get not 110 pennies, but 110 pounds of pennies. What are you going to do, Isabel? Have the winner stand on one side of the scale and pile up pennies on the other?
Yes, that's just exactly what I'm going to do. Won't it be fun?
Oh, it sure will. You know, I'm almost as excited about these prizes now as the winners will be when they get them.
And there are 300 more prizes besides, Hugh, the ones we've been telling you all about.
Oh, better tell them what they have to do to win, Isabel, so they'll get the directions down just right.
All right. All you have to do is ask anyone you know for an idea on how to save food and send that idea to us. In every home, people have different ways of saving food.
Isabel, I want to get this straight because, well, if a mere man understands it, I'm sure everybody else will.
All right, Hugh. Then you tell me what you think I mean.
Well, you mean things like not throwing stale bread away, but using it in puddings and well, all the different things people do to save fats or other food.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Those are just exactly the things we want to know. How you save food in your house. And all you have to do to enter this contest is to write and tell us what you do.
Well, suppose you know more than one food-saving trick.
So much the better. You can send in as many entries to this contest as you want. The more you send, the more chance you have of winning. But each one must be on a separate postcard or in a separate letter. The reason we want so many of these ideas is because the President of the United States has called on all Americans to save food, to help save the lives of the starving people in Europe.
Say, that means we've all got a job to do then.
We certainly have. And to make the job more fun is the reason we planned these wonderful prizes. They'll be awarded to the listeners who send in what our judges consider the most useful and interesting ideas on saving food. And right here, I want to welcome to this contest all our old and new friends in Canada. For the Land of the Lost is now being carried regularly by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Gee. Well, every mother in every home in the United States or Canada will have plenty of food-saving ideas.
Of course she will. And she'll be glad to help her child with this contest, too, because at the same time, she'll be helping to feed children all over Europe. Now, I hope you understand just exactly what you have to do. Simply send in an idea for saving food. Just ask your mother, grandmother, or your aunt, or anybody you know. Ask all the neighbors to give you one. Then write each one down on a separate postcard and send it to us.
No matter how many you've already sent, the more you keep sending, the more chance you have to win. Tell all your friends and club members to try, too, because these prizes are really worth working for. And there are enough of them for all of you to have a chance to win. But one last reminder. Each trick must be on a separate card or in a separate letter. Send postcards if possible, and be sure to put your name and address on each entry. Now, many of you have been sending in cards with no addresses, so if you think you may have done this, you'd better send in a duplicate right away. Address your cards or letters to the Land of the Lost, Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. Now, let me repeat that address slowly. Are you ready? Land of the Lost, Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. And this is important. We suggest you get as many entries in as quickly as possible because this contest closes midnight, May 12th. Whole families can write in. Even though you've already sent in one or more entries, don't stop now. Send in as many as you can get. That last one may be the big winner. So get busy, because the more entries you send in, the more chance you have of winning. The opinion of our judges is final, and all entries become the property of the program. Remember that address now, Land of the Lost. That's right, Land of the Lost, Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. And be sure to listen next week, when you'll meet your old friend, J. Edgar Bullfish, and a peddler fish whose strange search ends in a most surprising way. Oh, yes, since many areas are changing to daylight time, this program may reach you at a different hour. Check your newspaper or mutual station so as to be on hand when Isabel Manning Hewson takes you again to the Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background, Gene Ferrazzo. The program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.